Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves, and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, Benji, you sound a little bit croaky today. You've been partying hard, babes.
Right, don't come for me, hun. I'm not in the mood. Oh my gosh, yes, I've been so busy.
You have been a busy bee. Like every day when we're messaging, you have just been on the go, go, go the whole time.
Yeah, I might just leave me alone. No, do you remember like this time last year when I was like, oh, I'm just so bored. I want to go like wake up on a club dance floor. I want to just be like covered in other people's like, you know, body odor. Okay, I don't think I actually ever asked for that. But yeah, now I'm like, actually, I kind of want to be back on my desert island with palm trees and not seeing anyone because I'm partied out. I'm all gamed out.
All gamed out.
I am.
Because work-wise for you, it's just really taken off again, hasn't it?
Yeah, all of a sudden, the freelance world is like, boom, let's go. But no, it's been super fun, don't get me wrong. I've had some lovely opportunities coming up and some great gigs that I've been helping out with. But, you know, I just don't have time for anything at the moment. Literally, no me time. And I love me.
You in a bath and a bath bomb. Love it, don't you?
Oh my goodness. Do you know what? Having a bath is the only way I can stop myself from doing work.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm still on my phone doing stuff, but I don't have my laptop for obvious reasons. Imagine sort of like a little Lilo bobbing along.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so the bath is actually a tactical escape.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, I'm wiped, mate.
Yeah, because your Instagram lately has just been popping with like drag queens, artists, musicians, creatives. You're at all these events up in London and all these clubs. Like, you've just been go, go, go.
I honestly feel like I'm Paris Hilton, like the socialite of London right now. Yeah, it's super fun. Don't get me wrong. Like I am working at these places, like I'm helping out with them. But yeah, I am meeting some really amazing people. And you know what? One thing that I absolutely love is the fact that I get to like cast some of these events that are happening. I help with them. And through that, I get to see so much of the drag world that I had no idea existed. Like the up and coming drag queens that have like literally just started in the last year or so. And they're like sending in their like little tapes and videos of them performing all over the place. And it's amazing. I know they always joke like, oh my goodness, like drag queens are everywhere. They're taking over the world. They really are everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's a drag queen for like every art form. The things that I get sent is mad. But no, it is super, super fun. I'm just too old for this shit.
You heard it here first, podcasters. Benji's old.
Yeah, well, I'm not as old as you, so I dread to think how you feel.
I'm all good. I'm good. I'm having a great time as well. I mean, I don't know if you feel this, but I feel like London, particularly like central London, like Soho, all that kind of party scene, it's just buzzing at the moment. Like things are really back to life again.
Yeah, because COVID's not a thing anymore, Brad. So everyone's like, let's just go out and party. Although I was invited to this event, I'm not sure, I think I put this on the podcast, a bottomless brunch. Now, quite frankly, I think a brunch with no bottoms sounds like hell. But of course, what it actually means is you can drink as much Prosecco as you like. And you know, normally the human being is like 95% water. Well, I'm 95% Prosecco now.
I mean, don't get me started on like bottomless drinks and stuff. I did this like bottomless bingo thing a few months ago, and of course I ended up winning a prize, which was a space hopper. So I got called up on stage to like space hopping down, and I was drunk on bottomless Prosecco. So all going well, all good fun. And then they get you to like stand up on the tables and dance, and they throw like Cocoa Pops and all that over you. And then some drunk woman, also absolutely wasted on bottomless Prosecco, fell into the table that I was stood on. So the table collapsed. I fell like a sack of shit on the floor and got covered in like beer, Prosecco, Cocoa Pops, absolutely drenched. Like bottomless brunches always end messy.
I love that Cocoa Pops are involved. That's all I heard of that, is Cocoa Pops. Like, what?
Yeah, it was. There's some messy events happening in London right now, but so good. So much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. But with bottomless, it's dangerous because the one I went to, you don't actually, the bottles of Prosecco don't stay on the table. So like you're drinking and people just come around and top your glasses up. So you can't really keep on top of how much you've consumed.
Yeah.
And obviously, most of the time you're sat down watching watching like an event or shows, etc. So it's not until like the first half finishes and you stand up to go to the toilet and, you know, face plant.
Done.
Just me? Okay. Also, you know how much of a lightweight I am. It just takes sort of the smell of Prosecco and I'm gone.
You are the biggest lightweight I've ever met. But yeah, it's so nice to be back up and about. And podcasters, if you're out in London, let us know. Hit us up. You might see some friendly faces.
So, Brad, what are you drinking this week?
Well, I'm trying to channel summer vibes because I don't know about you. I absolutely love London in the summer. It's my favourite time of year. So I'm drinking a Pimm's to get into the summer spirit.
Bloody hell. It was literally snowing like 5 minutes ago.
No. Yeah, it's been weird, isn't it? Because it was like really hot one day and then snowing. And I'm like, no, we want the summer. So bring on the sunshine.
It's like me in a relationship. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Literally.
I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. Love me. Ghosted. Love me. Ghosted.
I mean, podcasters, you heard it here first. If you want to get with Benji, this is what you'll be signing up for, all right?
If you want to get with me as a... What's the name? If you want... Fuck, I should have gone for Spice Girls rather than like an R&B song.
Yeah, right?
Who am I kidding? I don't know the lyrics to R&B songs.
But anyway, what are you drinking?
So, brace yourselves. If you're driving, you might want to pull over. We have some shocking information coming up.
Oh, God.
I am drinking Diet Coke. So don't judge me. I'm going for a slight sober spell. That's what I'm going
to
call it.
Okay, a sober spell. All right. Well, yeah. I support you with that. I think it's good to be able to do that once in a while.
Thank you. Stop flirting with me. I just think, because I'm so busy, I think actually alcohol is really going to affect how I feel in the mornings.
Yeah.
As everybody knows, I'm a gin drinker. And gin is actually like a depressant, right? So if you have too much in your body, it can actually make you feel really like down and low. Uh-huh. So I did start switching to vodka, which I hate myself for because I think vodka is like the devil's water. But I then just thought, let's go for a little clean spell. So I have managed to go a whole 24 hours with no alcohol. And I must tell you, I am feeling miserable. So no, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good. So I'm going to do it for maybe a week, maybe two. But yeah, so no judgment here. But yeah, I'm not drinking alcohol.
Oh, no judgment at all. And to be honest, it must be really hard for you.
Girl, it's been hard for about 2.5 years.
Because of the work you're doing at the moment and you're freelancing at all these like gigs and events and clubs. And so obviously you're in like an alcohol environment every day. It must be really hard to not be like, oh, do you know what? I'll have a little glass of Prosecco today.
Yeah, it is. Because when you're sort of with an event, it's just sort of free-flowing alcohol.
Yeah.
So yeah, literally you arrive and then the manager's like, oh hey, like here's just some drinks for like you guys and girls, and they put down a big ice bucket of like Grey Goose and, you know, Tanqueray, and like, oh yes. But no, I just keep myself to myself.
Good. Well, I support that decision and I hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you, because I literally have become that person and I hate myself for it. I don't even have time for dating. Like my Hinge, my Tinder, like ping, 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 messages coming through and I'm just not replying. And I always hated those people like, I didn't have time for dating, but I literally have not got time for dating. Like in my spare time, I like brush my teeth and have a shower. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you still reply to my messages. So clearly obsessed with me still. God, no, get over it.
I'm messaging you like, please could you do this, please could you do this, could you help, could you please respond to some of these messages, how about a story once in a while, hello buzz buzz Brad, are you there?
But anyway, on with the main topic for the podcast this week. Benji, what are we discussing on this week's episode?
This week, Brad, we are discussing kinks and fetishes.
Ooh.
Is that the police? Not another lawsuit. No, so we're talking about kinks and fetishes, and this has come up because we've had somebody write in this week. And obviously, we love it when people write in about the podcast, either positive feedback or constructive negative feedback, which to be honest, rarely happens. But somebody did write in this week and say, oh, on this episode, you were talking about a fetish, and I just feel like maybe you were shaming people that have it. Mm. And don't want to call you wrong, but you're all wrong. No, we definitely aren't. We never, ever have any judgment negatively for anything that people are involved with sexually or just as a whole, we're a very all-inclusive podcast. We love everyone for themselves. And quite frankly, like I've said so many times, as long as it's legal and as long as there's consent, you can do whatever the hell you like. And I'm here for it. I may not get involved, but I'm here for it. So we thought we'd re-bring up the topic of kinks and fetishes and maybe go into some that we've experienced, some that we have, some that we've tried and we don't like. So Brad, over to you.
I knew you was going to ask me first.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Well, maybe we should discuss about what a kink or fetish sort of means to us, because I think everyone has different views on what a kink or a fetish is, right?
Yes.
So what would you describe as like a kink or a fetish?
Okay, so a fetish, I would say, is something which you don't necessarily open with, like in the bedroom. And it's something that is to do with your sexual fantasy, but it is not sex or necessarily foreplay. So it's something a little bit different that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. So maybe a good example would be like if you enjoy your nipples being licked, let's say, or like bitten or played with.
Sure.
I'd very much put that in the foreplay.
So you wouldn't say that that's necessarily a kink or a fetish. You'd say that's part of the foreplay build up.
No, I don't think so, because I think that's quite a widely enjoyed area to be explored, let's say.
Sure.
But then if somebody was like, I really want you to like lick my feet, I would say that perhaps feet is a fetish, because it's the feet that's really sort of getting them aroused. It's not the fact that you're licking their nipples. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. Because to be fair, I actually like my nipples being played with. They're quite sensitive. But then I've been with guys who that doesn't do anything for them. Like, they'll happily have it done, but it's not there. It doesn't quite arouse them.
It is quite common, like an erogenous zone. So yeah. It's an area of the body which is sensitive, particularly during sexual exploration and activities. Uh-huh. Gosh, I feel like some sort of GCSE lesson. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about erogenous zones. So yeah, and then obviously fetish can go way off the scale. It can be like, it can go into dressing up, it can go into scenario, role play, etc. And then kink, I think, is a slightly... it's still around the sexual exploration zone, but it's maybe a bit more tame.
Yeah. So would you maybe say kink is like a bit of spanking?
Yeah. Or like in bed, if you like someone to like wear a cap and socks, or latex, or it's something that adds to your sexual experience without being a sexual experience within itself. That's how I see it anyway. I may be way wrong, but that's for me.
No, I can get on board with that. For me, kinks and fetishes is all about being a bit more adventurous than like your typical sexual.
Yeah. Like when someone's like, oh, that's a bit kinky, it's like, oh, that's a bit like, that's starting to become a bit sexual for me. So like if I see guys in dungarees, you know, we've spoken about this before, I really like that. And I would, if I was dating someone, I might be like, do you know why your dungarees today? Because I kind of find that quite kinky.
Oh my God, Bewitched. Watch out.
I said, hey, boy, synergy. This dumb top daddy wants you to come for tea. But no, I that's how I see it anyway. And I might, maybe I'm way wrong, but I do think that's a good way to explain it for those that don't really understand it.
Yeah, no, I'm bored with that, to be honest. And I think when that person messaged in about when we were talking about it before, he sort of said that we were sort of a bit shocked and like gasping at like some stories that we were sharing. And I think that's kind of what a kink or fetish is, right? It's something that's maybe a little bit like, you know, everyone's got different versions of what that is. So some will be a bit more shocking to more vanilla people like yourself. Definitely.
I'm not vanilla. There's me like, definitely.
I know, yeah.
I'm not vanilla. How rude. We'll come back to that in a second, because I'm definitely not vanilla.
Sure.
Don't make me start. I've explored way more zones than you have, young man, and we will go into that in due course. But I think that's an important thing of what you just said, is it can be shocking, and I think that's fine. If I, and I'm sure I will, share fetishes that I've been involved with, and even kinks, and some people might be like, oh my God, that's really weird. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't offend me. It's nothing on me, because that's what I enjoy. That's what I explore in the bedroom with somebody that I feel comfortable with. I don't care if it's shocking to somebody else.
Yeah.
So to me, that is a fetish. It will shock some people. It is taboo. And if it didn't, it would literally just be sex.
Well, well. So if we want to then maybe share our experiences or what fetishes, I'm happy to go first. So I'm going to start off with, I guess, more of like a kink, and then I'll hand it over to you. So okay. I love the kind of sportswear vibe. And I do think that's quite a popular thing amongst the gay community. So, I you know, like football kits or like swimming trunks, speedos, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The long football socks, maybe like a baseball cap thing, backwards. Mm-hmm. Like all that kind of, that sort of like, I guess it's that sort of sporty, scally look. Mm-hmm. Joggers, that kind of thing. So I would say that doesn't necessarily mean I'm not aroused in like normal sexual experiences, but as you say, that's kind of like, oh, let's do that as like something a little bit kinky to mix things up once in a while. So yeah, I would say that would be a kink of mine.
Do you think that's because you're not sporty or athletic at all?
Well, potentially. I know you're trying to be shady there, but yeah, like maybe that is that.
your little face, like, yep. I do share some of that with you. I'm not so much with the sports kit, although I definitely wouldn't be against it. Mm. The whole like cap and like I'm here for all that. Mm-hmm. And I did research on this ages ago when I was like a little geeky gay boy coming out. And some people think it's because that is the time when you're a younger boy, when you're experiencing other lads like at school, getting ready for like sports kit and stuff. That's when you're like your gay awakening comes about. So they think it's related to that. It's also when growing up, something that used to, not so much anymore. So I'll be interested to see if it disappears. It divides you from being a boy to being any other sort of on the gender scale, because typically speaking, when we were growing up, it was the boys that were wearing the caps. It was the boys that were wearing the football kits. It was the boys that were wearing all these things. So it would be interesting now, we're so much more open to gender and people falling on different ends of the gender spectrum scale, if that will sort of disappear or if it will stay. I don't know. It's interesting. But yeah, apparently that's where a lot of like psychologists think it comes from.
That actually would make sense, because when I was 15, 16, starting to think about my sexuality, if I was to fancy any boys at school, it would be the more kind of athletic boys on the football team, sporty lads. And even now, to a certain extent, there's not really that many like LGBTQ plus football players or sporty players are there. So I think it still is that like, oh, that's a little bit kinky, like you're into sport and that like stereotypical masculine stuff, but then doing like gay sex.
I'm sorry, gay what?
Shocking.
I would never.
So yeah, I think that probably would explain it. But yeah, so what about you? What would be a kink for you, apart from Bewitched wearing dungarees?
Oh, damn it. So yeah, dungarees is, I don't even know where dungarees came from.
Are you into like farmyard boys?
I mean, I am from a farming island.
Well, that would,
so who knows?
Makes sense. Rolling around in the hay and all of that.
Oof, getting hot under the collar right now. A kink for me. This is quite a good one. I'm not sure if I've ever told you about this. And I'm pretty sure it does fall under kink rather than a fetish. I like to be quite daring.
Okay.
So if it's like, if it's not allowed, I find that kind of attractive. So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So when I've stayed at like hotels with exes, I found it really kind of kinky to do things in the lift or in the corridor or like in the lobby behind the curtains, things where it's like risky.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Oh god, it's room 204 again. I don't know why I'm in America when this is happening. But just, you know, I was not allowed back in America for 6 months, but it's fine. So I find that kind of kinky. Like, I think that's where, and we've discussed this before, where I've then gone to explore like cruising areas, because like it's outdoor, anyone can walk past. So it's not the be all end all for me, but that is one particular area I do enjoy.
To be honest, I wouldn't say I'm shocked by that, because yeah, you've obviously shared stories before where you were like at a house party and you was in the garden and the tube. I forgot you had sex on the tube once, didn't you? That is brilliant.
Yeah.
And at the theme park as well. You boy, wild.
Theme parks, house parties many a time, the tube, the streets of London, an aeroplane, a boat.
Wow.
a boat party. Yeah, but I'm fine for it.
You have been busy.
And do you know what? Here's a classic example. You're a little bit shocked by it, and I'm absolutely fine. It's fine to be shocked by it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I am shocked, but I think because I haven't really had many of those experiences, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, vanilla.
Not vanilla.
Okay, we're going to have intercourse now, so I need you to have a shower. I'm going to turn the lights off. I'm going to get naked apart from my socks. And we're going to have intercourse for 15 minutes, okay?
Timer is on. Shower's running.
There will be no talking. Unless it is the word yes, more, or stop. Vanilla.
Question, have you ever had a safe word?
Yes.
Oh, what is your safe word?
It's so embarrassing. But at the time, we were like, what word can we think of that we would never bring up in any situation? So the word that we actually had was spaghetti. Because there's nothing sexy about spaghetti. So come on then, fetishes, what are yours?
Okay, I've had this fetish for a little while and I have finally explored it a couple of months ago and it was great. I did enjoy it, so I would like to do it again.
So if anyone out there is single and no, come on, everyone's like, well, let's hear what it is first.
I've always kind of been into like the Spider-Man look, which is weird because I don't actually watch the Spider-Man movies. I'm not into that comic book, Batman, Marvel, whatever. I don't know what it is about Spider-Man. I think it's quite sexy. And a couple of months ago on Grindr, some guy dressed as Spider-Man messaged me and said hello. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've always wanted to do this. I've just never done it before. So we got chatting and yeah, he came over in his Spider-Man costume and we had a good time.
Did you get covered in his web?
I did.
I can't even look. It's only a podcast because I honestly feel like Brad is almost a family member. So to imagine now in these scenarios makes you feel a little bit sick.
I liked it so much. We did it twice.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, when are we doing this again?
You've got a thing for characters because you also like Pikachu.
No, I don't actually like Pikachu. Let's not make that a thing. I'm not sexually interested into Pikachu.
You're three seasons too late not to make it a thing.
Maybe it's like the Lycra thing. I would say maybe Lycra as a general rule, but yeah, really was into the Spider-Man thing. I guess maybe it's that like hero masculine, like you wouldn't expect Spider-Man to then like get fucked. It was good. So yeah.
Blimey. I mean, of all the superheroes to pick that are masculine, I do think Spider-Man is an interesting choice. You've got like the Hulk. You've got Thor.
Guys, can you put on this green face paint?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to you. Like, where is the most daring place you've ever had sex?
Okay, so that I haven't mentioned already. Probably would have been when I was dating somebody who was in a show in town.
Like a West End show?
Yeah. And it was during a show in his dressing room.
Oh, wow.
With him in full costume.
Oh my God, was it Miss Trunchbull in Matilda?
Oh my gosh, don't give it away.
Knew it.
It wasn't, but it is one of the characters that I've always thought like, oh my gosh, that would be incredibly hot to do. Uh-huh. And then got to fulfill it in full on costume. But I have since seen the show many a time and now I can't quite see the show in the same way because I've technically slept with one of the characters. But no, that was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, what about like your fetishes then? Has there been anything like wild that you are really into that's a bit more niche?
Again, I think I've touched on them all before. A while back when I hadn't really explored this one, I used to love the idea of like turning up to someone's house, like the door being open, lights being off, them being blindfolded.
Oh yeah.
F&G and non.
Yeah.
And non F&G. But I've done that. So I don't know if it really counts anymore because I've kind of gotten over it. That's more of like my dominant side, I think, coming out.
I was going to say, because I know you have that dominant side to you. So what's been like the extreme dom you've done? Have you done like tying up, spanking, whipping?
All the above.
All of the above.
Yeah. Yeah, I've really explored all of it. I don't think I've actually settled on one that I know that I will like forever. For me, it's more like, I think I get a bit of a rush of exploring something new.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's a fetish in itself. I don't think it counts as a fetish, actually. I really don't.
What about dressing up as like a character? Like doctor, patient, teacher?
No, don't have any of that. But I think I would call that more of a kink.
Fancy dress role play kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm open to all of it. I've definitely explored fetishes of others.
Yeah.
That I know are not necessarily my thing. Like, I was seeing this one person and he told me it during sex that he really wants to be like, not just like spanked, but like slapped and strangled and like quite like full on.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was like, sure. And then I actually was like, spaghetti. I don't think I can do this. It steps over the line a little bit for me. Like, it was just a bit too violent.
I think I'd be the same. I don't know if I would want to go to that extreme. Bit of like spanking or whatever, all good, but nothing too like painful.
Yeah. So I think I'm still open to finding exactly what a fetish is. But I am a very sexual person. So I kind of am up for anything. At least once. So I definitely do not think that I'm vanilla. I think I'm actually incredibly wild. And I have had a lot of people sort of say, when you meet you, you don't expect you to be as wild as you are.
I would say that's accurate because you're quite well-mannered and presentable and speak really nicely. And then you do have that wild side. So yeah, I agree with that statement.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet and like posh and smiling. I'll kick the shit out of me.
But as always, we would love to hear from you. So if you've got any experiences, any kinks, any fetishes that you like and want to share them with us, then feel free to write in and we will share your story.
Yes, Brad, and how can they get in touch?
Well, I don't know if you know, but we are on Instagram, which is at Big Gay Podcast. So you can just slide right into our DMs and say hello.
Yep, or you can send us an email, which is hello@mybiggaypodcast.com. Well, podcasters, that's all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. Brad, I feel like I've learned a little bit more about you discussing more of these kinks and fetishes. And I'm just, for everyone's sake, particularly my own, I would like to say thank you for not asking me to do any of those when we went on that date.
Well, I think it was a bit too early for me to be like, Benji, I've never done this before. Can you dress up in this Spider-Man outfit that I brought with me?
Benji, I had no idea I was going to end up back at your house, but I seem to have packed this Spider-Man costume. No? How about Pikachu?
Look, you got to try these things once, just like you said. So
that's what my friend said about you. Try him once. Yeah, I was like, that's enough.
Once was way too many.
There's not enough therapy in the world. But yes, like we said earlier on, if you have any kinks or fetishes, if you've explored any and you've loved it, you've hated it, please let us know. We would love to hear from you. Our Instagram is at Big Gay Podcast, or you can go to our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com, and get in touch. But for now, like I said, that is all we have time for on this week's episode. Until next time,
see you next Wednesday.
Okay, Brad, so are there any sort of other cartoon characters you wish to destroy for our listeners? So you've already destroyed Spider-Man and Pikachu. Is it Pikachu as a whole, or are there any other Pokemon characters you'd like to see with?
Gotta catch them all.
STIs!
Oh, speaking of that, I'm going to the clinic this week.
Oh my goodness. It's going to be like that scene in Aladdin. Make way for Prince Bradley. Hey, clear the way. Gosh, they are. Wow. They got to clear their diaries to get you done. Tune in next week to find out just how many STIs Brad has got.
My Big Gay Podcast would love to thank this month's subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.